Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for joining us and partaking, being part of. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, Kevin Sorbo will join us in the after the first break. And we're going to discuss the new movie, The Reliant. Now, it's all about when things strike, when things happen, are you relying on God? Or are you relying on the government? See, a lot of Christians have given up trusting in God for trust in the government. And some of them will tell you, well, that's not the point. We believe that God put government here, and they're helping us, and we believe it's all of God. Well, God did put government there, but not to take care of us. Read your Bible. Doesn't say anywhere there that we're going to compel the government to take care of us. We're going to compel the government to take care of the widows and the orphans. Matter of fact, it's very specific. It compels us, me, the peoples, to take care of orphans, widows. Give your time, give your money, give some of your resources. Right? But we don't want to do that. We want to give other people's money, time, and resources. So anyway, if you've seen any of his movies, and I was joking with him earlier about how the old Christian movies of the 50s just made me nuts. Make anybody nuts. They were bad. And if you were in any of those movies, I'm sorry. They still were bad. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to figure out what I was going to do this tonight or tomorrow night. I may do it tomorrow, too, when Corey Duncan joins us, but just word lynching. And we have equated it. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm belittling it, because I'm not at all. But the word lynching, what does it bring to mind for you, right? What does it conjure up as a view, right? So when you think of lynching, we think back to the days of slavery, and we think of how many blacks, and I'm sorry this is going to be distasteful for some of you, but it's part of our history, right? You see these black people hanging from trees. Justice was taken in, well, what they perceived to be justice was taken in the hands of groups like the KKK. Go look up who started that. And it was wrong. It was heinous. It was wrong. It was disgusting. Right? And lynching usually happened without a trial. People were killed because, obviously, because of the color of their skin. They were killed because they were accused of a crime. A crime that never, well, not that never happened. There was no due process, if you would. These are people that were suspected of a crime. This is when, you know, really true hatred in this company for a certain group of people shone brightly. And we've had dark times. Come on, guys. Seriously. America has had some dark times in its history. No question about it. But we try to make up for it. As the years go on, we try to make up for it. Can we bring back to life all those people that were killed, you know, out of hate? Really, truly, out of fear and hate. But let me give you a little insight here. And this is not, again, I want to be clear. This is not to make light of this, but I love how the Democrats are outraged. Outraged, I tell you. About how the word lynching was used. And to make it even worse, right, they've used it more times than Republicans have, more times than President Trump has. And if you think about what President Trump was trying to get across, he was being accused. He's being sentenced to death, if you would. Political death, anyhow. Without any trial. But you know, way back many years ago in this country, mobs of tens of thousands of angry men surrounded a New Orleans jail. They were shouting angry slurs, calling for blood. By the time they were done, 11 men would be dead. They were shot and mutilated in an act of brutal mob violence that took place in front of a cheering crowd. It was 1891. It was the largest lynching in U.S. history. 5,000 lynchings, vigilant murders that include shootings, hangings, other forms of mob justice were recorded in the states here from 1882 to 1968. Most of their victims were African-American men. But though the New Orleans lynch mob was driven by bigotry, its targets weren't black people at all. They were Italian-Americans. That's right. On March 14, 1891, it'll go down in history and hopefully never come out as one of the darkest moments. Now listen, I'm not saying this is the only thing that went wrong, right? But our history is our history. And we need to make sure. I'm of Italian descent. I don't want this taken out. I don't want to take it out if it's done to the Japanese, the Italians, the blacks. I don't want it taken out. I want people to see the dark history we've had in the past and how we were able to turn things around, how we've come such a long way since then. It began with the murder of David Hennessy, a popular police chief. Hennessy was shot down by a gunman while walking home from work. As he was laying dying, a witness asked him who did it. He said, "Dagos," which was a slur at the time for Italians. So what's a slur today for Italians? The slur was used often in New Orleans, which was home to more Italian immigrants than any other southern state at the time. Between 1884 and 1924, almost 300,000 Italian immigrants, most of them Sicilian, had moved to New Orleans, specifically to the French Quarter. And it was named Little Palermo. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're going to learn about lynching and how the Democrats really love using that word. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Now, remember, next hour, we're going to be talking a lot about this Katie Hill debacle. Now, look, the Representative Hill is out of California. And, you know, this is one of those situations where it would have been better to come clean right in the beginning than it is to keep burying yourself deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'll show you you'll hear what I mean in the third hour. Now, if your station leaves us for hour three, if you're no longer going to be able to grab it off the radio, remember, we're on the web, therealside.com. We also have an app that you can find it through. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, a whole bunch of ways you can get the story or get the show. We're talking about the Democrats' fake outrage over lynching. Yes, yeah, I'm going to say it because they don't mean it. They have used... Joe Biden has done it. I mean, we can go down a whole list of people on the Dem side that have used that word in the past. But again, for them, it was okay. For the rest of us, if you're on the right, if you're conservative, you're not allowed to use it. And I'm even amazed that some of the people on the right today were kind of, you know, talking about how you shouldn't use this and we shouldn't bring it up that the Dems have used it. No, no. If the Dems have used it, they own it too. But let's talk about this word lynching. Let's talk about what it means. I know I'm going to catch crud for this tomorrow, but I don't care. Remember, the pure sense of the word, it's to kill someone, anyone, by hanging for an alleged offense without a trial. Now, blacks were lynched just because of their color. Now, come on, right? Uncomfortable. Sorry if you have young kids in the car, but it's true. Some of them were accused of crimes and then lynched. Others weren't even accused. They were simply found guilty of being black, period. And their life had no value. Sick and dark time in our history. But we've come a long way, and we continue to move forward. But what I'm talking about now is one of the biggest lynchings that took place, one of the worst mass lynchings that took place in American history, and it was because of Italian immigrants. It had to do with Italian immigrants, people that were falsely accused of committing a crime. They were yanked out of jails. They were beaten. And then they were hung. Which is really kind of weird because, remember, we were supposed to take down any kind of statue of Columbus or anything that referred to him. And, you know, Columbus Square in New York was kind of a memorial. Was put together kind of as a memorial of these people that were killed in New Orleans. But see, the people on the left never really stopped to think about what took place. They never really stopped to think about why that statue was there. Never stopped to say, okay, look, we're against Columbus, but we get why the memorial's here. Let's find another way to do this. No, they weren't interested in that. They are right. They are right all the time. Their groups are right all the time. When it comes to the left, and there's no talking with them most of the time. These immigrants were hardworking religious, but they're not welcomed by New Orleans residents. Italians have been living in New Orleans since before Louisiana Purchase. Their language and customs were considered foreign, even dangerous by some. We've seen it all over the place. I saw it growing up as a kid. I've seen it here in California with some of the, you know, Hispanics. Sicilians were viewed by many Americans as culturally backward, racially suspect, that's according to historian Manfred Berg. Because of their dark skin, they were often treated with the same contempt as black people. They were also suspect of mafia connections. I get that all the time, which I think is hilarious. People say, ooh, you're Italian. Is your dad in the mafia? No, actually, my whole family's in the mafia, including myself. Follow me to the alley. Let's talk. I mean, this is how stupid this is. But you know what? I don't roll up in a ball. I don't curl up in a ball in a corner and cry myself like into a rage. I don't want to go take them into court and have them fined for asking me if I'm even in the mafia. Ignorance is ignorance. And it's up to our job to teach people differently. And we don't teach them by pounding them and smashing them in the face like Antifa does. Like those cowards in Antifa do. This is why I always say to people, look, being Italian and being through some of the things I was done as a kid, I understand. I will never really realize what the black community went through. But I understand what they went through. And I can tell story after story, but I'm not going to, because those days are gone. It's yesterday's news. At the time of Hennessy's murder, a feud had broken out between two Sicilian families, the Provenzanos and the Matrangas. Hennessy kept close watch over the Matrangas. He earned their enmity because he helped capture and deport a crime boss that the family defended. So he had got himself in trouble. He got himself sideways with the mob. His assassination accusation had fanned the flames of See, they were already anti-Italian, right? And then when they caught these guys, or perceived they had caught these Italians, and put them in jail, there was no trial. Not yet, anyhow. And then when they finally got to trial, six not guilty convictions, three mistrials, and the city went out of its mind. They assumed that the mafia had somehow influenced jurors, right? It had to be the mafia. Now, I'm kind of making fun of this because this goes on today, too. Right? But here's the deal. Again, the mob, which is what you're seeing happen in the Democrat Party today, you're seeing happen with Antifa. The mob broke loose, and they wanted what they perceived to be was justice. And you had thousands of people running towards those jails, yelling, "Give us those Dagos." Right? Ultimately, a smaller group of men prevailed. They got a hold of these guys. Most of the people that lynch mob were people from New Orleans. And really, and some, according to history, became future mayors and governors. But these lynchings, because they thought the mafia was behind it, because they thought the Dagos had done this, these lynchings were the most violent expression of anti-Italian feeling in America. But it wasn't isolated. Right? These feelings surged again during World War II, when Italy entered the war on Germany's side. And if you do some research, I mean, you already know the answer. Some of you already know the answer to this. But if you do some research, you know what you find out? That Italians, right? The Italians volunteered for service against Germany and other Italians in record numbers, the highest numbers during World War II. We try to fix our mistakes. Americans and Americans of Italian descent. Kevin Sorbo joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans have stormed a secure hearing room being used by the committees involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. About 24 House GOP members pushed their way into the secure room where a Pentagon official was giving a deposition behind closed doors. Democrats say that compromised security and that some of the Republicans brought cell phones, which is against the rules. Republicans have been blasting Democrats for conducting the probe in private.
By golly, if they're going to do it in public. Don't hide it from the American people.
But Democrats deny the Republicans are being treated unfairly, saying all lawmakers who sit on the committees conducting the probe have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46 points, the S&P up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, do me a favor. Some of you hear me say this all the time, but I so mean this. If you're coming west, stop before you get into California. There's something in the air here that'll just make you nuts, make you crazy. Seriously, don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Kevin Sorbo. Let me just go into the clip because I got to tell you something. I love having this guy on. I love talking with this guy. All right, we're back. Listen, I don't get this guy on that often. I get his wife on from time to time, Sam Sorbo, but Kevin Sorbo is with me. And Kevin, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate your time with me.
No, no worries. I know a tough schedule. I've been traveling so much, it's hard for us to kind of lock our schedule together, but here we are.
Oh, yeah. No. And again, you're doing some great things out there, and some of the movies that I've seen of yours. I got to tell you something. I'm not a crying kind of guy, right? But in your movie, Confessions of a Prodigal Son, I had some tears coming down this tough face. And, you know, some of the movies that you're doing, I'm telling you, they're waking people up to what's going on in God's world and what God is really about. So I really appreciate you taking this kind of stance.
Well, thanks. I decided years ago, about 10, 11 years ago, I started doing more movies that were a little more, I call them family-friendly. I hate calling a movie a faith-based movie because everything's a faith-based movie. I mean, if you're an atheist, that's a faith. That's a pretty strong faith. Because to believe in absolutely nothing is amazing to me. But anyway, I hope you saw our last one, Let There Be Light. I think that would have brought even more to you.
Yep.
Trust me.
Yeah, and you know, and again, it's great to see guys like you, and we'll talk about the new movie in a second, but it's great to see guys like you stepping out, you know, people that are well-known, stepping out with their faith, willing to do the movies, and willing to speak it, because, you know, for too long, we've been in the closet, okay? The gay community came out, we ran into the closet, you know, and there's no reason why we can't live out our life. We've no reason why we should encourage young people and other Christians to live out their lives, too, at work and in places. So guys like you, women like your wife, are great to come out there and show people. We're not whacked. We're not crazy whacktoids. We just love God. Right?
Well, exactly. I don't quite get it. I mean, if you look at the history of, Christians, who starts all the hospitals in this country?
That's right.
Who builds all the universities in this country, you know? And now you got students, like I just read recently, the Ivy League students want to get anything that has to do with God on the building.
Oh, yeah.
That these 400-year-old buildings want it taken apart. It's like taking down the statues down in the South. You know what? Every country has good and bad history. It's as simple as that. Every country. You can't erase that history, but you should keep it, teach it, learn it, and then not try to repeat it, the bad stuff, but try to repeat the good stuff, certainly.
Well, every group has their good and bad history. You know, Christians haven't been without blemish either, but you know what? We strive to make it better. To your point before, you know, you look at some of these massive hurricanes and things that happened in this country. Some of the first people on those scenes are usually Christian organizations, and frankly, the people who hang out the longest are Christian.
Exactly.
But we have to stop them from doing that, Kevin. Those nasty Christians. We have to make sure they get no money for help. They do it all on their own because they can't mix the dollars. Right? It's just amazing.
Well, I love this Beto, whatever the heck this guy is in Texas. When he says he's gonna take all the taxes away. I mean, you know, the non-tax status and everything away from churches. I bet you he didn't think of that would include mosques as well.
I know, right?
And because if he did, trust me. People tend to be a little nervous about going after the Muslims for some reason, because it's a peaceful religion after all. But I mean,
no,
it cracks me up that once you bring that up, I mean, I'm sure these gay people, when they go to get, they stalk out, make sure it's a Christian bakery. If they find out it's a Muslim bakery, trust me, they're not going to go in there and demand anything.
No, it's a whole different. Yeah, you know,
I want to see that. I want to see that happen.
We don't behead, and that, I don't say this like, I don't mean this way it's going to come out, but that's the problem, apparently. If we don't scare you, then you're willing to come after us. I think it's funny how...
We turn the other cheek, and it's time to get a little tougher, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
But no, between you and me, I always say the same thing. I only have two cheeks. After the second cheek, the gloves are off. We're going for it, okay? It's really that simple for me. All right, your new movie, The Reliant, okay? Another one of those Christian movies made by Christians. But I got to tell you something. These are not the movies of the 50s, people. These are not the, and no slight on some of those guys who work hard to make those movies, but these are great movies with great content. Give us some insight on what the movie's about and when people can see it.
Well, the movie is about the economic collapse of America. Think Venezuela. Think if these socialists get their wish and turn America into Venezuela, which you know, it's amazing what Obama did over his 8 years. He told me, he said, told all of us he's going to fundamentally transform America, right?
Yep.
And I would say, you know, if you're about to get married and your spouse looks at you and says, hey, the minute we're married, I'm going to fundamentally transform you. How many guys are going to walk down that aisle? You know, they're going to say, screw this, I'm out of here.
Right.
So this movie is about the economic collapse of the American dollar. There's rioting breakout, there's looting, it's total lawless craziness going on. My family is a family of faith. I'm a doctor. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. Our family gets attacked by a bunch of bad guys. They're firing guns into our house and at my children.
Wow.
So I respond in life by firing back. And they go, oh, gosh, they got guns, too. So you can't defeat evil with doing nothing. So evil is evil. It's always been out there. It's always will be out there.
Well,
and remind people, the Second Amendment wasn't about hunting. It was about protecting individuals from a tyrannical government. They did not, you know, they saw down the road that, you know what, American government might turn into a British government that it was 250 years ago. And we had to fight the strongest empire in the world with basically pitchforks and pen knives, you know. So our forefathers were very brilliant what they came up with to protect the individual rights.
But, Kevin, I get them on the show, and you know what they say, right? Well, you know, that was – we don't do stuff like that now. Governments don't do that kind of thing now.
They're doing it now. What's Cuba been doing all these years? What's North Korea been doing? What's going on in Venezuela? I mean, come on, give me a break. It exists out there, you know? But I love when they're saying socialism hasn't been done right yet.
Yes,
know?
Yeah, right. Is there a book? Is there something out there we need to read first? Because apparently for the last, you know, hundreds of years, they haven't been doing it right. You know, friend, I don't know if you know the guy, Barack Lori wrote a book, Atheism Kills. And in it, he calls out exactly what socialism and communism, how many people it has killed over the decades. You know, it's just crazy.
100 million people last century alone. Who are we kidding here? I mean, give me a break. Venezuela had the strongest economy in the Southern Hemisphere going. Yep. And then this bozo comes in. Look what he does. People are eating their dogs. There's no toilet paper. I mean, give me a break. You know, it comes down to jealousy. It comes down to envy. If somebody follows their dream and works really, really hard, the American dream was still there for people. Now we want to destroy that from people who are too lazy to go after it, and they're afraid of failure, so they'd rather just be a failure and not do anything. And it's your fault if you have success and create jobs for other people. It's pathetic.
You know, and when we come back from the break, there's so much more that he and I were talking about with the movie. But just think about this for a second. Remember, you know, a lot of these Christian movies, a lot of these faith, and he doesn't like it, but I'm going to use it anyway. A lot of these faith-based movies that you hear about, that you know about, you know, they usually are very low budget. They're hard to get out there. If they have any kind of moral message to them, Hollywood does everything it can to keep it from getting out there. So we've had John Sullivan on the show. And we talked about movies like Gosnell, the movie. Many of you know about Gosnell. He's the most prolific baby killer on the planet in American history. This guy was killing babies that were born alive, botched abortions. He kept parts and pieces. You don't hear this out in regular mainstream media. You never will. He kept parts and pieces of these babies. So they made the movie totally based on fact, totally based on the case fact. And it was impossible to get mainstream media to pick up on it. It was impossible to get the distribution companies to take it and run with it. Same thing with Unplanned. They did everything they could to keep Unplanned from coming out. And Unplanned was the movie about Abby Johnson, who actually was one of the best salespeople for Planned Parenthood. And they tried to keep that movie from coming out. So these Christian/faith-based movies are harder to put out there. Quality has to be good. And many of the movies, just Google Kevin Sorbo, Christian movies, and look at all the movies he's been in. So for some of you out there who are faith-based, some of you out there who believe in God, you need to help get these movies out. More with Kevin on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help. Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with me, for being with us, spending time with us. You know, Kevin Sorbo joins me in his new movie, Reliant. At the heart of the movie, it's a love story, right? I mean, these guys are going through some really hard times. They have to stick together as a family, right? I mean, this is definitely a God, country, and Second Amendment movie. There's no question about it. Well done. And it's one night only. It's the first kickoff. It's one night only. So you need to head over to the website, the movie website. And if you go to my website, therealside.com, there'll be a link to it there as well. So, you know, you want to make sure you check this stuff out. But again, we've got Kevin Sorbo on with us talking about the movie, talking about what it takes to get this stuff pushed through in Hollywood. We Christians, we are terrible at supporting each other. You know, these movies come out that are great. The Gosnell movie, Unplanned, and now your movie, The Reliant. We have to get out and support each other. These movies are made to strengthen you, not just to entertain you, but to strengthen you spiritually. You know, one of the things you mentioned here, right? Really, God told us in His Word to us, He told us to take care of people, take care of the widows and orphans. He didn't tell us to go and vote for people and knock on their door and make sure that the government took money from everybody in town to take care of the widows and orphans. He left out that whole middle part so that actually we would do it and we wouldn't be sufficient on the government. Our sufficiency would be God. Our sufficiency would be each other like it's supposed to be. That's why we're supposed to support these films. Am I off here or did I miss something?
No, you're completely right. Look, I've reached out to other production companies. I'm not going to start naming names and say, look, we need to constantly, whatever kind of followers we have in social media, because that's obviously where everybody's got to go nowadays, and tell people to go, hey, support this movie from these guys, support that movie from these guys, because we're supposed to all be on the same team. And trust me, they're not doing it.
No.
I find a lot of people that say they're Christian production companies to be just as bad as the companies, production companies and studios and networks that come out of Hollywood. The same egos, the same jealousies, the same insecurities. It's unbelievable to me. We need to be supporting each other. It's crazy out there. And we need to be more vocal. I mean, thank God in the last election, at least 25% more Christians came out and voted in 2016 than they did in 2012. And we need another 25% to come up for this next election go-round. Because look at the bozos the Democrats have going against Trump. And they come up with anything they can possibly come up with to get him out of office. And it doesn't even have to be real. Everything is fake news out there right now. And the news right now to me is pathetic. Everything is about to keep us in fear and keep us worried and keep us like, oh my gosh, the sky is falling and global change is going to destroy everything. And I thought Florida was supposed to be flooded back in 2000. Years later, it's still being okay.
You shouldn't be able to live in New York anymore. I mean, the last thing I read was supposed to be under 60 feet of water. You know, so the first six stories of any building was going to be useless. But look, this is,
between you and me, I call it weather. It's weather.
It's not global.
Back in the 70s, they were saying that we're entering another ice age because it was the coldest decade on record.
Yeah.
Global warming. And then because the weather kept changing, then it just became, we'll just call it climate change. Yeah, that's what it does. The climate does change.
Global cooling, climate warming, change, heating. They can't make up their minds. That's the funniest thing about it. They can't even get together to decide what it is. And besides, we only got 12 years. So I'm telling everybody, run up your credit cards, get as many bills as you can, do everything you can. If you get a life sentence, you don't have to worry about it. You're out in 12 years. You know what I'm saying? It was a big deal.
Nothing to worry about. Just spend your money. Don't even work.
No, I'm with you. The government will take care of you. All right, October 24th. One night only. Tell me what that's all about. One night. Come on, we need a whole month of this.
Well, here's the thing. It's tough to battle $300 million Hollywood movies like Avengers and Pirates of the Caribbean. So not only do they spend that much money making the movie, they spend another $100 million promoting it. That's why you see the commercials in every football and basketball game and the trailer in every movie theater. We got to compete against that with these wonderful, I mean, here, you can call them lower budget movies or independent movies, but the production value is just as good as anywhere else. You've got great people working on both sides of the camera, just as good as anywhere else, but we don't have $100 million. So the Fathom event has become more of a something that happens more and more often. So it's in 750 screens. It's Thursday night. It's at 7 o'clock, no matter what time zone you're in. Go to thereliantmovie.com. That's thereliantmovie.com, all one word. It'll pop up with the trailer information. Put in your zip code to let you know where it's showing near you.
All right. Well, we're going to put that up on our website. We'll put that up in an email blast in the morning and make sure that, guys, you complain. You complain about how things are doing. You complain about, Christians being persecuted here. We're not persecuted like they're overseas. You need to support other guys doing this. You need to support other people bringing Christian values to the screen, because I guarantee you the other side, not interested in Christian values, because for them it doesn't sell. Kevin, God bless. Thanks for doing this and appreciate your time with me.
Well, we're going to keep fighting the good fight, and I've got four more movies coming out over the next year.
Wow.
Over next year, so in three documentaries, we're going to talk about that as well. but really, the movie, The Reliant, the name comes from being self-reliant, being God-reliant, and not being government-reliant. So it's all about You know, it's all about individual and protecting your family. And, you know, what would you do? I tell people, well, okay, you don't got a gun in the house. Somebody breaks in your house. What do you do? They're there to kill you and kill your family. You would throw anything and everything, the iron, the lamps. You would protect your family until you die. Come on, give me a break. Let's be realistic about this.
No, you call 911 and wait 20 minutes for them to get there. I mean, I know they're doing the best. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
The ridiculous stuff that they tell us all the time, like they've got us covered. They've never taken care of us. They're not going to start now. And by the way, just in case in these other films, if you need an old Italian white guy on the radio, just let me know. I think I know somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. I love that.
I was going to say, give your wife a hug for me. You guys are great. I know both of you, and keep up the good work. I really mean that.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk about the next one soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, again, if you haven't checked out any of his movies, please check out some of the movies. He does some great work. You know, again, trying to get the Christian/conservatives out there, get their movies out there so we know what we're up against. We know some of the issues that we're up against. Help these guys succeed. Because if you help them succeed, you help us succeed. You help conservatives succeed, period. It's really that simple. Head over to the Reliant movie.com. You know what? Just Kevin Sorbo, Reliant, and you'll find the movie. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, right? Just being part of the solution. I just so much appreciate the time that some of the emails that you guys send. Right? So, seriously. And, you know, when we're talking about issues, specific issues, get involved, get engaged, and get informed. All right? I mean, when I hear people, I'm watching what's going on online right now with some of the things that are happening with President Trump, with what's going on with the Democrats and the closed door, I don't even know what to call them. Because they're not hearings. I mean, a hearing would allow, you'd allow both sides in there. You'd allow the president's attorney in there because that's who you're coming after. Wouldn't you? Now, they say the Republicans are making a big deal of nothing, that they have a right to be in there. Can't take notes. Any of the transcripts... You can't take pictures of, you can't take notes of, you can't have copies of. So I just love this. I think this is hilarious. Again, I realize this has been going on for 100 years, where one side always accuses the other, but never, with some of the old-timers I've spoken with, never to this degree. So the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit, not a little bit, a lot, a little bit, about Congressional Representative from California, Katie Hill. Now, again, it's not, you know, when I finally get to the end of this, then we're going to work on Omar. Then we're going to work on AOC. Because is this really, when you talk about bringing in these, I know, and people are going to get on my cases, but here's the deal. Do I want a surgeon that just graduated from school to work on my heart? Is that really what I want? Do I want the person that's done 100 of these, 150 heart surgeries, whatever the surgery is, I don't care. Do you want somebody that's experienced? Do you want somebody that has a clue? Do you want somebody that's been a little more mature, a little more seasoned, excuse me? That's kind of what happens. It makes me nuts. You have these people, you know, everybody's all excited. Look at the young people getting into politics. How about this? Really? So we want the person who's never had any legislative information, experience, really doesn't understand how the process works. That's who we want to send for the first time. I know some of you are going to jump all over me on Trump. All right, but he had to deal with politicians. He's older. Okay, he's been through the experience. He's seen the process. Do we really want to send 30-year-olds? Now, for those of you who send me the emails, I love when you do this because you hang yourselves. You want to send me emails about our founding fathers and how young they were and how young some of the people around them were? Different maturity level. Different sense, total different sense of responsibility. Our young people don't have that today. You have taken it away from them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Life. Hey, going to be all about ethics in the next hour. We'll be back in a little bit.